This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller reiterates Jamaica's commitment to free movement under CSME. Rehabilitated Hugh Winter Fertility Management Unit now boasts state-of-the-art equipment, and Bureau of Gender Affairs leading commemoration of International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. The details after the break.
If you want your passport the next day, or in 3 days' time, come to Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency. Because it's your answer for speedy passport services. 3 day or next day service in emergency.
Passport expire,
Pika.
But you need to travel,
Pika.
Don't change your plan,
Pika.
We will lend a hand,
Pika. If you want your passport the next day, or in 3 days' time, come to Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency. Pika.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has reiterated Jamaica's commitment to its obligations under the CARICOM Single Market and Economy, particularly as it relates to free movement for CARICOM nationals. Mrs. Simpson Miller's comments follow recent reports that Jamaicans are being denied access to some CARICOM countries.
I want to assure CARICOM citizens, we will not be like others. We will treat all decent citizens coming in from CARICOM with respect and with love, as one regional family shaping the future together.
The Prime Minister was speaking on Friday at the launch of the newly refurbished Hugh Winter Fertility Management Unit at the University of the West Indies, Mona. Meanwhile, the upgraded Hugh Winter Fertility Management Unit has been outfitted with the latest technological features, including two state-of-the-art operating rooms, an assisted conception laboratory, internal lecture room, and a skills laboratory. These features are expected to significantly enhance the unit's capacity for clinical research and delivering programs in reproductive health for undergraduate and postgraduate medical and nursing students, clients, and medical practitioners locally, regionally, and internationally. Speaking at the reopening ceremony, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller said the unit has set high standards for Jamaica's public and private organizations, noting that the center was being rebranded as a world-class organization. She says the unit continues to contribute significantly to advancing the Caribbean's human resource capacity in health and management, adding that the government is pleased to be associated with the facility's reopening. The Bureau of Gender Affairs is hosting a series of activities to mark International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, being commemorated today, November 25. The day is aimed at providing individuals and groups with an opportunity to mobilize and call attention to the urgent need to end violence against women and girls. Project Manager at the Bureau, Sharifa Wright, says the activities include a forum at the Jamaica Conference Center to examine forms of violence against women.
We're looking at economic, physical, and gender-based violence as it affects women. Speaking to different stakeholder groups, professional groups, and first responders, there are other activities that will be happening in rural parishes.
Ms. Wright was speaking in an interview with JIS News. International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women 2013 is being observed under the theme Ending Violence Against Women and Girls. And students and young IT professionals now have another chance to showcase their application or app development talents with the staging of Digital Jam 3.0, the Caribbean edition. Digital Jam 3.0, which builds on the success of last year's Digital Jam 2.0, has announced the opening of its new app competition and a series of hands-on training and workshops to link Caribbean youth with digital work opportunities around the globe. Fostered by the Jamaican government, the competition seeks to address the problem of high youth unemployment, a challenge facing the entire Caribbean region. The competition aims to leverage the creativity and talents of Caribbean youth and looks to establish the next global hub of IT, innovation, and entrepreneurship in the region. It will also seek to stimulate the collaboration of youth across the region and create the critical mass required to make a significant impact. Digital Jam 3.0 is a collaborative effort of the Government of Jamaica, World Bank Group, Government of Canada, and key partners such as the Caribbean Development Bank, Development Bank of Jamaica, Microsoft, Lime, Jampro, and other leading corporate entities. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.